Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
Stop trying to talk to everybody. Everybody ain't your client. Everybody ain't your customer.
Those are the facts. Everybody's
not your customer. Like, you serve a specific group of individuals, whoever they are, and you got to make sure they find value in your product or service. You got to make sure they understand the benefits of whatever your product or service is, and you got to make sure they can afford your products or services, and there's going to be commonalities, and then that they can relate to you, your brand, your story, those sorts of types of things, because I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Some people like, I'm doing too much with all my blink, 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 and my hair, and you know what I'm saying? And they're like, she is too much. You know, I've had people tell me. Yeah, I'm me, though.
Take it or leave
it. I'm big old country. People, they'll be like, you're so ghetto. You're lying. You don't make that money. You don't have a degree. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm country. Correct yourself. I grew up on a farm, getting to it. Shout out to all the ghetto girls and boys, though, too. I got love for y'all, too. Okay? But, you know, if that's what you want to believe and you want to judge me because you don't like the package I'm in, well, then I'm not for you. And you got to get comfortable with saying I'm not for everyone. And it's okay.
Absolutely. So fast forward, you said you had 132 clients that have built a seven-figure business. What's this time frame, and what means are you doing to help these people?
Okay, so it depends. Like, I get some clients that come to me, they're like base level. They just have like the business plan, they got a lot of hustle. You know what I mean? They're still working a 9-to-5, so that gives us, that's great because now we have a pool of money to pull from, you know, to support this. But then I have some clients that come to me, they may already have a big audience, so then we just got to figure out like what your product or what your service is going to be for that community. But mostly everybody, same formula. We got to build your system. We got to teach you how to educate your audience on your products and your services. You have to put out valuable content every day, okay? Like, every day. You're not Fashion Nova, you're not Coca-Cola, you're not Best Buy, you don't have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to market. You're a small business owner. A lot of y'all have like in between $1,000 and $2,000 a month to market with, if that. Some of y'all like $400 or $500 a month to market with. So you really got to make the most of your money. So that means I only need to be speaking to people who care about my product and my service and this content topic. So learning how to target your people and put out valuable information. And so valuable information is gonna be different. Like, if you're a comedian, then your value is making people laugh and telling stories and getting people to relate, right? And you're building a community, whether you know it or not, of people that can relate to those topics. Some of you guys are thought leaders, so your job is just to like push the envelope, give counter opinions, you know, take opposing positions just for fun, just to tip people off, but to get the conversation started. But you're creating a safe space so people can come in and they can talk about those things. So you're probably going to monetize because you have this big base. Well, now you can monetize from selling ad space, right? And maybe even creating some type of merch for your community. And some of y'all have actual products and services. So your valuable information is going to be lists, it's going to be terms, it's going to be concepts, it's going to be looking at high profile people and celebrities that are going through whatever it is and breaking it down to people and explaining why this is good or why this is bad or what the outcome is going to be. Looking at hot topics and trending things, right? Tutorials, like, that's going to be what gets your audience going. So you have to figure out, like, who am I in the marketplace? Who am I serving? What am I doing to help these people? Now, how do I take this information and turn it into a post, you know, on my timeline or a story or a live stream? And then literally every day there are two things you have to do. You got to build your list. Every day of your life, like every day, build your list. None of us own these social media channels. They are nothing more than a medium, right, to make people aware of us. That's it. That's all they are. And then the second thing is every day you have to make an offer. Even if no one buys, people need to understand that you have products and services for sale. You cannot be afraid to make your offers. If you just put out content, but you never make an offer, people get used to, they get used to a one-sided relationship. And so they feel like they feel like you're there. I'm not going to say me. You're going to buy my stuff. But they feel like you are only there so they can come and collect you know, information, inspiration, good feelings, warm fuzzies, those sorts of types of things. And then you get frustrated because then they go and buy a product that you have from someone
for
else.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So you have to get comfortable with, like, every day making the offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you take everybody through the same process.
Yeah.
Same process.
Yeah. Who are we going to find your target audience? We're going to figure out some content. We're going to put it in a cycle so you can post it on a consistent basis. Mm. We're going to build you some funnels. My favorite is a tier one funnel. I'll roll back to that.
Run through it real quick.
Yeah. Okay. So tier one funnel, you need a lead magnet. Mm-hmm. A lead magnet is your free 99 product or service. Yep. So that could be an ebook, a checklist, interviews, podcasts, music,
or
whatever.
Like other platforms.
Nah, I like a little bit more. I say control over like how my things look, how they're dripped out, the functionality and stuff. Right. And so ClickFunnels, even though I think it's an amazing program, I think it's a very powerful tool. It just wasn't for me.
For sure.
I use Kajabi and I use Lead Pages primarily.
Okay.
And I do like ConvertKit on the email autoresponder side because the learning curve is a lot easier than a lot of the other CRM systems.
Yeah. I just deployed ConvertKit.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's working really well.
Shouts out to Sierra who runs the whole email system and stuff like that. It's really dope.
Yeah. Like the open rates are higher inside of there. The batching is better. Like they got all kinds of cool widgets and stuff in there. It's really dope. Y'all should check it out.
Nice.
So we're going to give people a lead magnet. So you're going to create it. Then wherever you're hosting, if you're using ConvertKit, they actually will let you build a form so you can host your lead magnet there. If you're like me and you want to be a little bit more creative, then I use Lead Pages. So I build a little opt-in page and I just ask for a name and an email. That's all any of y'all are asking for. We don't need all this other information. It's going to destroy your conversion rate. Once they get to know you, you can collect more information from them. But in the beginning, just a name and an email, okay?
Solid.
That's it. Now, I also love mobile marketing. So for me, I tell people, text COINS to 313131, you get something for free. So now I get you on my text message list and I get you on the email list. I get a 2-for-1.
How big is your list?
Depending on which one. So I have them all segmented into different things. So like my text message list is probably like about only like 35,000 people on it.
I clean my list. 35,000.
Yeah, I clean my list all the time.
Also people that aren't replying.
Yeah.
If
you're not replying, if you're not opening my stuff, I'm not paying for you. Go.
Yeah.
Like I give it about a 30-day window. If you're not responding to me like email or text,
nice.
Get on down.
Nice.
On my email list.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Just cleaned my list, so I knocked it back down to like 45,000. It was like at 90-something thousand. I knocked it all the way back down to 45,000. So I clean my list regularly. I'm not into vanity metrics or numbers.
Right. Just like, to say I got 90,000.
Right.
You probably have an engaged 45,000 year ratio.
Yeah. And like real life, y'all, it only takes like 100 like real true fans to make $100,000 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is 100.
I love it.
And if you're selling to them continuously, because
they'll spend $1,000 with you.
Yeah, if people like your products and services, they're going to keep buying from you. So understand this, y'all. You don't need these huge numbers. My first $35,000 I made from the gram, I didn't even have 2,500 followers yet. Mm-hmm. I did $15,000 in Periscope in 72 hours, and I only had like 1,800 or 1,900 followers or something.
Wow.
It doesn't take a lot. Yeah. It's just about the quality and the value. So your lead magnet helps you attract quality people, and because they're willing to give their name and their email, you know that they have a true interest in whatever that is that you're offering. And stop saying sign up for my newsletter, it's trash. Don't nobody want your newsletter, okay? Now, if we can put another name on the newsletter, you know, maybe like Love Notes or Insider Insights or something like that, people want that. If you have a retail store, start a membership or start a club. Don't nobody want to sign up to get your discount. So you're like, think about it. You're asking people to sign up to get ads. Who wants to do that? And then you're frustrated because no one opens it.
Yeah.
Think of how you positioned it. So like, stop saying a newsletter. Mm-hmm. Let's create memberships, clubs, you know, all kinds of notes, something that's going to be helpful. Once they get into the lead magnet, you immediately have to hit them with an offer.
Yeah.
So immediately. So you're going to create your second page. And this is going to be your confirmation page. Mm-hmm. And your confirmation page has to be positioned this way. The very first line in big, huge letters should say, your lead magnet is on the way. So whatever that is that you gave to people, it's on the way.
Yeah.
And then underneath put, it will come from whatever email address is going to come from. Please check your junk or promo folder, right?
This is good.
Then in the meantime, check out this, right? Or you ask a question. So I like to ask questions. Mm-hmm. So I say, are you making daily sales with your Facebook and Instagram? And then on there it says 80% of small business owners aren't, because they're not. And then there's a little video. So if you thug it out, y'all, put a video up. A little video, it's like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I immediately say, thanks for getting my lead magnet. So it depends on, they could be getting a content planner. They could be getting like free insight, whatever it is that I offered you. Thanks for getting this. I give you two or three ways that you can use that and be effective with it and what to expect. And then I roll that, I tie that into the fact that you're not making daily sales. And I saw a lot of small business owners struggle with monetizing their social media pages because they don't know what to post. If you're struggling with what to post on Facebook and Instagram, try my posting cycle. So I immediately hit you with an offer, a tripwire offer right at the gate.
I love it. Instead
of $97 or $67, you can get them for $7 today.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make a lot of money. I just want to see how vested you are in this. And you know what people do? I get $7 sales all day long. Mm-hmm. I make in between $7,000 and $14,000 a month from $7 sales.
Just a seven.
Just I'm giving people stuff for free.
Yes.
They're like, it's $7. Because the reason you need the tripwire, you have to make sure that it's not a big risk for the client. Mm-hmm. Remember, they don't know you yet.
Right.
They don't know you from a can of paint.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to make it that if they're like, well, if I do it and it's not bad, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I didn't take a big L.
Right.
Now, even though this product is, you're selling it for the low, it's got to be popping.
Right.
It cannot be trash. This is their first introduction to your products and your services. And depending on how well you do with this is going to determine if they are going to buy anything else from you in the future. So like just because you're giving it to them at a bargain price, that doesn't mean you get to slip on it. Like, you got to go in. You got to make sure I'm giving you something that's really good. So make sure your product does what it says it's going to do, and then try and go two or three steps above that. So once they opt into that, or they may say no. They may say, you know, no, I'm good. I don't want your little funky posting cycles, right? whatever it is that they say.
Right.
You got the email now. So now your funnel is set up on the back end. So you're going to start sending regular emails.
Mm.
And so the first five that I teach my clients to go through, you want to do a welcome email.
Right.
And the welcome email, always immediately remind people of how they met you, because sometimes they don't remember.
Mm.
Sometimes people sign up for so much stuff, or they signed up on Monday. They don't go back to look at the email until Thursday. They can't remember. You know, life has happened for your clients in between now and then.
For sure.
So I just do real simple, like, hey, I put in their name. So, hey, subscriber name. You signed up for my free webinar, workshop, ebook, whatever it was you gave. Blah, 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 blah. welcome to whatever you name your community. So my people are the kingdom. So welcome to the kingdom. Then I'm going to give you three or four things as far as the type of content you can expect from me. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, and then I'm going to go into a common problem that people mm-hmm. have. So this is why you got to do your research on your target audience. So we're going to go right into a common problem, and I'm going to tell you how to solve it right mm-hmm. then and there. So now I'm establishing myself as a resource with you right out the gate, and you want to open my emails because you like, mm-hmm. it's some good stuff in
right,
here.
Right.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.